All right, so we've got a pile here about generative AI. Everyone's talking about it, but you want to know how it can actually help a business, like really make money, save money, just work smarter. So
Absolutely.
let's get into it.
It's a it's a smart question to ask because there is a lot of buzz out there, but your sources really highlight some very specific ways it can impact the bottom line.
You know what really struck me going through all this was that WooCommerce example that you described, where your team was spending hours trying to fix that one coding problem and going through Google and forums and all that, and just like, what a time sink.
And a costly one potentially too, right? If you have to end up bringing in outside help just to solve after the
Absolutely.
incredibly small problem.
And then you just mentioned ChatGPT and throwing it to the problem, and boom, solution in seconds. The exact code right where it needed to be.
That's right.
That's incredible.
And I think what's so fascinating about that example is that this wasn't just something that a simple search could solve. This was, generative AI understanding the context of the code, what you were trying to accomplish, and generating a solution that fit perfectly.
Okay, so this isn't just like, crunching numbers AI. This is like it's understanding in a deeper way.
It understands, and that's, I think, a great way to put it. Traditional AI might tell you what a tree looks like based on a bunch of data. Generative AI can create a picture of a tree because it understands the underlying concept of tree. It can generate, not just analyze.
So if it can write code, what else can it create?
Well,
I mean, we're talking about changing how work gets done.
absolutely. And I think that's where things get really, really interesting for business leaders because, if you take that same power that we saw with the coding problem and you apply it to something like customer service, where, we've all had that experience where we're talking to a customer service rep and they just don't have the answer.
Oh, it's so
It's
frustrating.
incredibly
Yeah, you
frustrating.
just got a straight answer.
You just want a straight answer. And so imagine empowering your customer service team, whether they're on the phone or they're chatting online, with a AI-powered knowledge base that can pull from, all of your company's information and provide answers to even the most specific questions in real time. That leads to faster resolutions, happier customers.
And happier customer service reps too,
Okay.
who aren't getting yelled at for things that
I
they
was
can't
gonna say,
control.
yeah, win-win for everyone. And then you think about even the implications for things like training,
Training.
Imagine being able to onboard new employees with personalized AI-powered simulations that help them learn the ropes faster.
So instead of reading through manuals, it's like having like a
Exactly,
personal
like
trainer.
a 247 personal trainer guiding you through these real-world
I
scenarios.
like it.
And it's not just customer service. Think about marketing. Generative AI can be used to create all sorts of content. Blog posts, social media updates, even scripts for marketing videos, in a fraction of the time it would take a human team.
So instead of brainstorming and going back and forth on drafts, you can have an AI spit out a bunch of options and then kind of.
You can give it some basic information and it can generate a whole bunch of different options and then you can choose from.
Interesting. So
Exactly.
you still have that human element in
You
there.
still need that human in the loop to refine it and make sure it's on brand and really hitting the mark.
But it can do the heavy lifting.
It can do a lot of the heavy lifting.
Interesting.
Exactly. It's about working smarter, not harder. And it's not just limited to text-based content either. Remember that DALL-E 2 article you shared?
The one where you can type in a description and it creates an image. That was wild.
It really is like you can literally type in a photorealistic image of a cat wearing a business suit holding a phone to its ear. And it can generate multiple unique images that match that description.
So you don't even need to hire a photographer or a designer. That's insane.
And it can even create images in different styles, like photography, painting, even 3D renderings.
That is a game changer, especially for businesses that don't have a huge budget
Absolutely.
to, be able to just create these visuals instantly. Let's move on from the creative stuff for a second, because I also had in my notes using generative AI to go through mountains of financial data. So how does that work?
So imagine you're trying to analyze your company's budget, right? You're looking for ways to cut costs, identify new growth opportunities, Traditionally, you'd have a team of analysts poring over spreadsheets.
Oh, spreadsheets.
For days, weeks even. But with generative AI, you can feed that same data into an AI-powered system. And it can identify patterns, trends, anomalies in a fraction of the time.
So you can get those reports back in hours instead of weeks.
Exactly.
And then make decisions faster.
Exactly. And it's not just about analyzing what's already happened.
Right.
Generative AI can also be used to create predictive models to anticipate future trends.
So it's not just looking back.
It's like having a crystal ball.
Oh.
For your business.
I like it.
But one that's powered by data.
I like the sound of that.
Right.
Okay. We've talked about creating content, making smarter decisions.
Yeah.
One of the articles mentioned using it for training and development.
It's huge.
Which I thought was interesting. So how does that work?
Yeah. So imagine being able to create these personalized learning experiences for your employees, right?
Right.
Tailored to their individual needs and learning styles.
Oh, interesting.
That's what generative AI can do.
So instead of like the generic training video everyone has to watch, it can be tailored to how someone learns best.
Exactly. It's like having a personal tutor for every single person on your team.
Oh, wow.
And it goes beyond just, you know, the traditional training materials. Think about using AI to create immersive simulations.
Okay.
Where employees can practice, you know, handling a tough customer interaction.
Oh, like a flight simulator.
Exactly.
But for your job.
For your job.
You can make mistakes and it's fine.
You can make mistakes and learn from them without any real-world consequences.
I like it.
And because it's personalized, it's way more effective than, you know, just traditional methods.
Right.
Because employees can learn at their own pace, focus on the areas where they need the most help, and they get immediate feedback on how they're doing.
So we've talked about how it can help businesses create content, make smarter decisions, train their teams better. But are there any industries where it's already like really having a big impact?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And your sources highlighted a few that I thought were really interesting. One that's particularly exciting is drug discovery and development.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I had that in my notes because it can really speed things up there.
Yeah.
Which is a game changer. Didn't one of them use it to develop a new drug in record time?
Exactly. And that's what I mean by speeding things up. You're talking about a process that typically takes years, sometimes decades,
right,
being compressed into, you know, a much shorter time frame thanks to generative AI.
Wow.
So instead of scientists having to test, you know, thousands of compounds in a lab, AI can simulate those experiments in a fraction of the time and identify the most promising candidates much faster.
That's incredible. So not only can it get treatments out sooner, but it could potentially bring the costs down of developing these new drugs.
Precisely. And it doesn't stop there. Generative AI can also be used to personalize medicine. So you're tailoring treatments to a patient's, you know, unique genetic makeup and lifestyle.
So it's like custom-made medicine.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, so we've got faster drug discovery, personalized medicine. The future of healthcare is going to look a lot different than it does now. What about other industries? Were there any other examples that were particularly interesting?
Yeah, I think finance is another big one, particularly when you look at fraud detection.
Okay.
So imagine being able to analyze, you know, massive amounts of financial data in real time and identify patterns and anomalies that might indicate fraudulent activity.
So instead of waiting for it to be reported, you can kind of catch it as it's happening.
Exactly. You can catch it as it's happening, alert the authorities.
Wow.
And these systems are getting more and more sophisticated all the time. They can learn from past patterns of fraud, adapt to new tactics.
So it's getting harder and harder for the criminals.
It's getting much harder.
To get away with it.
Exactly.
That's reassuring.
And, you know, even in an industry like transportation, which you might not immediately think of as, you know, a prime candidate for AI.
Right. Well, everyone's talking about self-driving cars now.
Yeah. Well, even beyond self-driving cars, think about optimizing traffic flow in cities. So using AI to analyze traffic patterns in real time and adjust traffic signals accordingly.
Oh, so it could actually like reduce traffic.
Reduce congestion, reduce commute times.
That would be amazing.
Right.
I can't tell you how much time I've wasted.
It's like having a smart assistant.
Yeah.
For the entire city's transportation system.
Wow.
Right. And even beyond that, think about optimizing public transportation routes, making them more efficient, more convenient for riders.
Interesting.
It can even be used to improve logistics and supply chain management, reduce costs, reduce delivery times for businesses.
So it's really incredible to think about how this one technology can touch so many different aspects of our lives.
It really is.
In ways that we're only just beginning to imagine.
And that's the thing. You came to us wanting to understand how generative AI could impact your business.
Right.
We've seen it can streamline operations. It can create entirely new possibilities. It can even reinvent entire industries. But it's about, you know, being open to exploring those possibilities and seeing where this technology can take us.
It really is. It's not about the technology. It's about what we choose to do with it.
Exactly.
That's pretty exciting. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Till next time.